Speaking of the USDA, yesterday afternoon putting out crop condition reports and progress reports showing corn and beans going in the ground fast. Well, typically that's bearish for price, and that is what we're playing out on the board. We caused the board market to soften. Even though we went higher in the night session, we did soften as the day session came because your seller vigilantes are more aggressive during the daytime than they are at night. Plus, they'll say farmer selling picks up during the daytime because of elevators that are operational more than the night. And there may be some truth to that. The problem with a lot of this fast early crop plant going in, a lot of it looks yellow, looks horrible coming out of the ground, needs some sunshine soon, and or has to avoid freezing temps here that they're going to get in some areas. That's going to have to get replanted because those little tender plants coming out of the ground can't take much. And there's also areas that are seeing inundation of rain after it's been planted, so it's really looking peaked. So it's in the ground. That's good. But is it necessarily negative for prices? We won't know for another couple of weeks. But we'll worry about that when it's time to worry about it, right? When it comes to the USDA and the Board of Trade selling, who cares? Whatever. We are lower on the session. Wheat trade did get trounced earlier. They shoved Kansas City wheat down some 16, 17 cents earlier in the session because Eastern Colorado and Western Kansas is going to possibly get some rain, mostly in the form of snow. But really doesn't matter anymore. A lot of that wheat's already heading out, or at least in eastern Colorado, it's already jointing. So that tillering really high production wheat is behind us now. There's no question the winter wheat crop is going to, for hard red winter wheat, it's going to be smaller. While we probably are okay with the soft red winter wheat, that's the Chicago wheat, will be okay. And you're seeing that in the spreads today, given that Kansas wheat's down 6 cents and Chicago's down 14 cents. So currently, we'll take a look at those prices. Kansas, Chicago off 6 cents at 688.5, while July, Chicago down 14 cents at 627. You'll see that spreads continuing to widen out on the Kansas over Chicago wheat trade. It's also supporting Minneapolis wheat July now. After being down some 14 cents, we are only down 5.25 on July Minneapolis because it's a hard wheat variety. Usually stays premium Kansas. And so with that, we're 6.93¾. September Minneapolis wheat, 7.12 off 5.25. There too, about a dime off morning lows because of what's happening in Kansas. Corn, well, we matched overnight the March 9th high for July at 487.5. Then they beat the hell out of it by 10 cents, claiming farmer selling. I don't know about that, but that's what they go with. July corn debt is now down 6¾ cents at 479. So a close back over 40 would be interesting. Same thing for December corn. Got as high as 505¾ in the night session. Day session got underway. We were at 502, and we beat that down to 497.5. But now we've come back to about 499. A close above 5 would strengthen the bullish case of further climbing in values on the fact that the crop may be in going in early, but what's in don't look good. December corn currently 499, down 5.5 cents. Soybeans down 11 presently at 12.11¾, while new crop November off 8, 11.88¾ last. Over in the cattle futures, smart recovery after a 2 to 3 day hit on pretty much nothing. Technical reversals occurred on Friday when the market bursted to new contract highs on what had been a pretty aggressive 5 day rally. That selling on Friday begat more selling on Monday that pretty much ran out of gas. And now we've seen the cattle market recover from yesterday's lows by about $3 on the live cattle side. Feeder cattle, they've recovered about $8 on the current pricing, with box beef choice up $1.86, select up $3.91. Feeder index was higher yesterday, but down 19 cents today to $375.35. So we're quickly erasing what was over a $10 deficit on those feeders on the futures to cash. Currently, we have June cattle up $1.22, $352.97. We have relaxed about a dollar from the highs made early in the session. August cattle up $1.90, $248.07. Feeder cattle, May up $4.67, $371.27. Now the August active feeder cattle contract is up $5.30, $371.90. October feeders up $5.02, $367.60. Hog futures finally got a rally going there, up $1.45 on the June, $101.20. July hogs up $1.62, $103.45. Gold continues its recovery today, up $38 an ounce. We're at $4,571. July silver up 9 cents at $73.61. The Bitcoin May contract up $1,215 at $81,605. Crude oil, we are softer today. We're not bombing Iran, and they're not shooting missiles at the United Arab Emirates or at any ships for right now, so we're relaxing $4.92 today to $101.50, off $3.87 on the July crude oil, $97.64. What has been happening over the last few days, when we rally, the deferreds are rallying more than June, and when we soften, the deferreds are softening less than June, so we're bringing them together. That wide difference between June and July crude oil is closing up. We're at 101.48 on June crude oil today, down almost $5, down $3.85 on July crude oil, 97.67. See what I mean? On the gasoline, June contract down 13 cents a gallon, $3.60.5. Diesel fuel for June down 8 cents a gallon, $3.99.25. Any questions? Hey, you can find us at our website and call us up. That website is heartlandinvest.com, and phone numbers you'll find at the top are 701-222-0221 or 1-800-359-0221. Go there, and while you're at the website, get a 30-day free trial. Look at our newsletter to see what we have to say morning and afternoons. Thanks for listening, and have yourself a profitable day.